Hello, I'm Mary McCarthy, introducing you to another edition of Persian Cuisine. Today I'm going to make some almond cookies, and these are the ingredients you will need. 2 cups of pulverized almonds, 5 whites of an egg, and with the 5 yolks, I'll show you in another program to make some different cookies. Put those over the side there for a moment. A little bit of oil to grease our baking tray. 1 teaspoon of cardamom powder and 1.5 cups of powdered sugar. Now to start, we need to mix our egg yolks until they form firm peaks. That looks enough, until they're firm. Yes, here we Our egg yolks are firm and white. That's a little bit soft yet. I'll just put that a little bit more. Then we mix in our powdered sugar. Now I'm going to take this mixture over to the cooker where I have some boiling water on the stove just to warm the mixture up. Take it over to the stove there, put it on the boiling water and mix the egg until they're a little bit warm, because if we put this mixture directly into the oven, the cookies will separate. It has to be just a little bit warm. I'll just turn my gas off there and take my mixture, this bigger container here. Pop that over on the side there. And now I have to add my pulverized almonds. This will take a few minutes to mix. You can see there. Mixed all up. Mixing all the pulverized almonds. That's mixed all up together there, as you can see. Just move this over the side here and collect my baking tray. My baking tray on the side there, that's much easier there for me there. And of course I have to oil my baking tray. On the baking tray I've put some wax paper here so it doesn't stick to the tray. And a little bit of oil, because we have no oil in the cookies and we don't want the cookies to stick to the bottom of the tray. Just oil that, spread it over there with a pastry brush. A little bit down the side there. On the edges there, not to stick. There we go. Those over the side. Now I take my mixture, medium-sized teaspoon. Have another spoon in your other hand here. This makes it much easier. If you just pour the cookie like so. Another piece just to show you the way. There we go. And leave, of course, an inch and a half in between each one, because they're going to expand in the oven anyway. There we go. Another one just to show. There's another one there, and another one. I think that's enough for the moment. Now, over in the cooker, I have some of these cookies ready. I'll show you what they... There we go, another one there. Okay, you've got the idea there. Not too close together, as I say, they will expand. I have some cookies in the oven, if you just check to see whether they're ready. Oh yes, they're fine. Just switch my oven off there. Now, these have been in the oven for 15 to 20 minutes on 280 degrees Fahrenheit. If you'd like to join me for some tea and almond cookies later on in the living room.